and with just a couple of ships passing through on Wednesday. Now, there's a lot to explore. Let's get more now with Samuel Chishuk. He's a partner at ELS Analysis. Samuel, when can we see more countries halting production?
Well, I think this is, you know, it's very hard to say exactly when, but it's definitely starting to happen. I mean, we already saw Iraq stopping much of its production yesterday because it was backing up and they had no storage space. We hear about storage being very quickly filled now in Saudi Arabia. I mean, they still have some underground caverns, which are part of their strategic storage network, which, you know, are their filling levels are not official numbers. They might have more space there. So it's very hard to say exactly when. But I think in the coming days, and particularly during the coming week, the Saudis might have to start to throttle back some of their production. And we probably will see that in the UAE and Qatar, too, and Kuwait.
Well, I want to ask about the Strait of Hormuz. We know that it's a crucial waterway. I'm wondering if there are any alternate routes that countries can use.
Well, not really to get in and out of the Gulf, of course, with big tankers. Saudi Arabia has a pipeline that takes a lot of crude to the Red Sea. To the Red Sea port of Yanbu, and it was sort of running almost full utilization, about 5 million barrels a day before this war started. They might have, because they've been expanding it, they've been converting some gas pipelines to add up to 2 million barrels a day of capacity, take it to 7. We don't know exactly how far they've come with that, but they might have a capacity to take somewhere over 6 million barrels a day to the Red Sea. It sort of still, you know, pales in significance given the massive shut-in we have in the Gulf. Abu Dhabi has a pipeline that has a capacity of nominally 1.8 million barrels a day to Fujairah, which is on the Arabian Sea, just outside of the Hormuz Strait. But, you know, actually, that port has been attacked several times now by Iran. So it's not really out of the immediate war zone. And the problem here is not only that little strait, I think. The fact is, as you mentioned, we've seen attacks today in the far north of the Gulf. We see attacks against critical infrastructure in all the southern Gulf countries, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, UAE, and not only Kuwait themselves, and even outside of that in Oman. So actually, it's the whole Gulf which will need to be reopened and security guaranteed for this trade to be able to restart.
Right. And given all of that and everything that you just outlined, I'm wondering how much pressure this puts on countries like India to now be purchasing oil or more oil or restarting those purchases with countries like Russia.
No, I definitely think it does. I mean, for them, I think I would suspect talks are already underway. It was unclear whether they completely shut it off anyway. So, you know, I do think so. Absolutely. We already know. I mean, the Chinese have already said that they are going to buy more from Russia. So, you know, China is already there. Likely India is already there. So I think these volumes from Russia will very quickly be signed up if they aren't already.
And I just want to ask just briefly, how high can we expect the price of oil to go?
You know, I think this is a question about sort of risk or uncertainty. Risk, you know, as a famous economist once said, you know, risk can be it's calculated odds, right? But uncertainty is when you don't really know the rules of the game. And this is the case. We're in growing uncertainty. I think the markets have been pricing in a short war, obviously on the lines of the one we had last year. I think we're starting to see now, as we're approaching the weekend, that the markets are starting to reappraise that. They're starting to fear what might be coming on the other side of the weekend. But I do think by next week sometime, then you know, this will become much more of a crisis. And we, if we still see Iranian abilities to attack south of the Gulf, then you know, we will start to enter proper crisis mode, and I think actually that IEA will be called upon to release strategic storage, for instance.
Samuel, thank you so much for your time. Clearly a lot to discuss when it comes to oil and what happens to global energy supplies. Thanks very much for your time. A quick look at financial markets now. We see that the Dow Jones has fallen some 300%, really feeling the pressure from higher oil prices. Please stay tuned for more news here on BBC.